This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Presents Football Friday.
Play fake and Mariota sets in the pocket. He looks left. Now climbs the pocket in trouble and now throws the ball away. And it's going to be intercepted by Dre Greenlaw down the sideline. Greenlaw cuts back inside the 30-yard line. It is up into the 34-yard line of the Broncos.
Nix turns, hands to Harvey.
Harvey left side into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. Nix on a design quarterback run. Bo inside the 10. Bo inside the 5. Touchdown, Denver.
Troutman comes in motion. They hand it off.
Big hole left side. Harvey to the goal line. Touchdown, Denver. Second rushing touchdown of the game for the rookie, R.J. Harvey.
Two-point conversion. Denver with the blitz on the way.
Ball deflected by Nick Bonino, and the Broncos win it.
Oh, that moment. That's a great moment already in the season for the Denver Broncos. 10-2, looking to jump to 11-2 and stay close, or at least tied with the Patriots for that first seed in the AFC. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron on this Football Friday, presented by the one and only Big City Roadhouse. We've got Tanner Schwint of Good Morning NoCo in studio.
Thanks for having me.
The dude down the hall made his way over here.
Hello, it's a journey to get here.
He heard noises again and showed up here, and then dancing with himself. Hello.
Hello.
You were gone last Wednesday, and you missed the turkey noises we did after one of Brady's picks.
Yeah. It feels like forever since I've been in here, honestly.
Well, now the college football season is wrapped up, at least locally, for us. But the college football playoffs are certainly a big discussion. And I think it's fascinating. You know, hearing John Gruden's ideas are interesting. But he's also trying to eliminate conference championships from half of the league. So I don't think that's going to fly. But we'll see how that one goes.
I was talking with Dustin. There's four championship games in college football tonight. I don't really have any interest in any of them. Like I don't have a problem cutting some of those championship games out. I have no issue.
Well, you may not have a problem with it, but the conferences that make money off of those might have a problem with it.
Yeah,
this is a world of money, as we know in college football.
I know, but I do like Gruden's idea.
But
the
problem with that idea is, you've got North Texas and Tulane, and he's suggesting that Tulane should play Oregon this weekend for a play-in game. Tulane's playing for the American Championship tonight against North Texas, so Tulane just doesn't get to play for a championship?
No, a play-in spot means more than a conference championship does, like a chance to make the college football playoffs.
So do you eliminate the championship?
Well, he has James Madison playing somebody else as well, right? So my idea would be to have North Texas play whoever James Madison was scheduled to play. If you're going to take two G5 schools and put them in the play-in, I understand they're not in the same conference, but
that doesn't make any
sense. I'd just have them play. So that way you still have one of those revenue-generating games
for both
of them.
James Madison would play North Texas for the winner of the
Sun
Belt. No,
James Madison has the play-in,
so
right?
So Troy would play North Texas for the winner of the Sun Belt and American Championship?
Yes, you get them both.
Two different conferences.
It
sounds good, but that won't fly.
I
like the conversation, but if we're really, because I'm hearing it all over social media, John Gruden's the president, make him. This doesn't compute though, because that's factually not going to happen.
I don't think that Like, listen, it's better representation because if it, let's say James Madison goes and plays in the playing game, the conference that James Madison's in, right, they've got to be getting some of that revenue from that play-in, so they're still going to be getting revenue, which would probably be more revenue than whatever the conference championship game is. So I think that conferences might actually sign off on that. Like, you would be happy to have one of your teams go play in one of those play-in games that he's proposing.
Are you making money in a play-in game?
Yeah, you've got. I mean, if it's going to be televised and it's going to be up against Oregon, like, that's going to draw more eyes on it than Tulane and North Texas.
So who's the champion of the American and the Sun Belt?
I don't think it matters.
Tell that to their conference president.
Just have a regular season champion.
Yeah.
My idea would be to remove the championship then from G5s if you're going to do this. But again, the conferences won't sign off on it. And as we know, there is no president that really runs things in college football. It is up to the conference.
Why not just say, like what Mike said, that's actually, I think, a great idea. Regular season champion. You don't need to do a tiebreaker way.
Then where are you getting the money for the championship game?
For, I guess I don't know how much
money. They make money off of their conference championship game. I don't know how much, but it's a significant amount. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. In the grand scheme of things, this is the best way to go forward. Now, I don't know how you implement that money.
I wouldn't say this is the best just because John Gruden said it's the best.
That's not why I'm saying it's the best. Like that, if James Madison and Tulane both got a play-in opportunity against two powerhouse teams that's going to be nationally aired, isn't that going to make more money than what their conference championship game?
It depends on what they want to do because they're already paying money for the playoffs. Are you getting money for a play-in game too? Because I would imagine
you've got to be getting some of the revenue off of it.
Because I would think so.
If I'm Tulane, I would like my chances of beating North Texas to say I'm a playoff team as opposed to going up against Ole Miss and not being a playoff, because they won't beat Ole Miss. They won't win that game. But if they...
Then you don't belong in the playoffs. Yeah. And I think that's what the system is trying to do, is prove who should be the best 12 teams into the playoffs.
What's the difference if you get your butt kicked in the play-in game or the playoff game?
Money.
Like, you're still getting...
You get a lot of money for being a playoff team.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't the play-in game fall under a playoff version of that?
It'd be an extra game.
Yeah.
So is there more money?
Expanding the playoffs.
Which I've already said expand the playoffs.
You're going to be doing.
Go to 20 teams.
What I like about the idea is that the teams that are playing, that aren't playing in their conference championship games, shouldn't be rewarded for missing their conference championship game. I mean, you got Georgia and Alabama that are about to knock the crap out of each other tomorrow, and then you've got other SEC teams that are just sitting there and saying, okay, we'll just wait for the playoffs.
But,
it's almost an advantage to not be a conference champion.
Is it an advantage, though? Because what we've seen is these teams that have had the bye week in the playoff structure have came out and played very poorly in that first round. So is that bye week actually an advantage?
Health-wise?
But the problem is he's picking and choosing which conference championship games there will be. He still says Ohio State and Indiana should play for the Big Ten championship. He still says Virginia and Duke should play for the ACC championship. He still says BYU and Texas Tech should play for theirs. But he's basically just, which is the football elitist, Michael knows well about this, the football elitist and John Gruden is saying, screw the American championship and screw the Sun Belt championship.
Well, I just think it comes down to viewers and money on that. You're taking less of a hit losing those conference championship games than you would with those Power Four. My understanding, he wants to keep the Power Four conference championship games, right? Mm-hmm. And then he can pick and choose with the other ones. And
but he wants to eliminate the G5 championship
that
games.
That could, well, a couple of them, but that could get more attention on those schools if they do go pull off a huge upset. Like, what I like about the idea is I think it is the best thing that I've seen so far about saying, hey, let's make sure we get the best 12 in there, because it would also get Miami, who you were saying earlier, is just sitting there saying, okay, I guess we're not in this. And it would give Miami a chance to be into the tournament.
He would have Miami going up against Notre Dame. Which I like that. But again, that's just not – is that feasible? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we've always said, like, let's just put these teams together and see who would win. Well, Miami won, actually. They already beat Notre Dame. So we're going to do it again to figure out who's better. Well, Miami's already better. I like the idea, and I like that we're having conversations about it. I don't like throwing away the American championship and the Sun Belt championship. I don't like just saying, because they're already in a game. So what does that mean for North Texas? North Texas's game is just washed away, and they don't get to compete for the championship game?
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to figure that out. What do you think on this?
Like, for me, I fall in between Micah and Brady. Like, I want... I am more probably the football elitist things. Like, I honestly, I just don't, I don't care really that the G5 gets a spot in there. If they get two in there on this, it's just going to be a wreck because, like, honestly, those spreads are going to be 20 plus and they're going to get probably throttled. You have the one case of once every 10 or 12 years, a good G5 team will come and they can compete. Like, do I want that once every 12 years to hold a spot for the other 11 times it doesn't work? Like, I think you're doing a less of a favor to the small school getting pummeled than you do them getting a shot.
But they get pummeled anyway, right? They do money games at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and
so that's what, make money making the playoffs, get pummeled, but you're at least a playoff team. You can hang a banner.
Yeah, see, and I just, like, then that would be just a regular season champ to me then. Like, I don't think Tulane or North Texas, like, belong in the college football playoffs.
I mean, wouldn't it be, and this is a genuine question, wouldn't it be terrible for the G5 groups if those two do get in, if James Madison and Tulane get in and then get blown out by 40? Because it's just going to strengthen. Now, I have not watched a Tulane game this year. I've not watched a James Madison. But are they going to compete with any of the other 10 teams that are in there? Because if not, then this
probably
is why
not, but Boise State, yeah, they lost by, they ended up winning or losing by what, two or three scores, but it was a much closer game than the final score indicated.
That's what I like about the play-in thing, is that you still get those G5s a quote-unquote seat at the table, so that you can have that, whatever, you know, want to say 11, 12 years, you still have that opportunity to do it. But if there's not a team that can compete, I think Mark Johnson said that, like, last year, Boise State was a legit G5 school that could go in there and you know, they played okay. And I agreed with what he said, but as long if you have that seat at the table in the play-in, if they get trounced, then okay, we're on to the next round and let the big boys go figure it out. But that would always constitute at least one or two G5 schools saying, hey, let us take a crack at them. And that's why I like the play-in idea that he has. And if that costs a championship or two for a league, then, hey, if your top school makes the play-in, then the regular season champion is who the champion is.
This is the mentality, though, that has ruined college football, by the way. This mentality of, I realize we're just taking away a lesser conference champion. That's what they're doing nationally right now, and that's what some would argue is ruining college football.
But this is the world we're in, right? So I'd rather try and get the G5s to have a shot at it in a play-in game, and if that costs a conference, you know, championship game, then I think you got to roll that dice and hope that your team, you got a team in your league getting there.
I'd live with that.
Mysterio texting, and have the conference championship games. Expand the college playoff, have the winners of the conference championship games get an automatic seed in the bracket, and then just play it that way so there is at least something to work for towards the college championship. I maintain they should just go with 20 seeds or 20 playoff teams. The 9 conference champs get a seed. Not an automatic bye, but a seed. And then the remaining 11 are your at-large. And so then we expand it by 2 weeks.
But then your regular season has to be considerably shorter because, like,
I don't think we need UNC playing CU.
Correct. The conference, you know, play would be 6 games, not 9 games.
Or your non-conference game is just 2, and then you start, instead of 0 weeks, some teams play, you just move it back.
Yeah, because you can't have the season be 20 weeks.
Doesn't that hurt the small schools? Because now you're not having those money games, which they rely on to go and increase their revenue, is getting that check. You know, the UNC getting the check from CSU. You know,
they can make 2 of those games money games. Because typically, the UNCs of the world, or even Boise State and CSU, 1 or 2 non-conference games is a money game, and then the other 2 are winnable games. Just say, hey, go get your ass kicked for 2 weeks, and then you jump into your conference play. You get money. You could still do that, and it's a tune-up game for everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know. The Pandora's box is open, though.
You're also shrinking your opportunities to get into the playoff, too. Like, if, you know, if somebody schedules Bama and they go get pummeled by 40, that's a loss on the record.
Well, it would just be a conference. Conference losses would be the only thing they would count to who's getting into your conference championship game.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
ask Miami, they're 10-2, and Duke 7-5, and Duke's playing in their championship.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
something needs to change altogether with the college football, though, because they're running this into like middle of January, and then the new semesters are starting, and these kids that are wanting to transfer or coaches that are wanting to jump ship, and like all this stuff is just such a mess. It all needs to be done before that semester is going to start,
or change the transfer portal era, or even school.
0 week should be week 1.
Yeah.
We should be starting the first weekend of August, every team. There's zero reason why next weekend we are not starting the college football playoffs, and there's zero reason we have a bye in between the championship. Every freaking team's had their byes. They get two freaking byes now.
And cupcake games.
And I was just about to say, a lot of those SEC teams scheduled cupcakes right at the end of the season.
They get two byes. There's no action right now. They should move. If they are going to keep conference championships, they should move them back. We should have been done with conference championships last weekend over Thanksgiving. And I know students got to go home. I don't care. You're a Division I football player. You don't go.
Correct.
You don't get holidays like Muggles do.
The basketball players travel and play in tournaments.
They're playing the Bears play CU and Montana State in between Christmas. Pretty much.
Didn't CSU beat Creighton 2 years ago on Thanksgiving? I remember sitting there watching that.
Plus, they've already proven they don't care about student athletes because they're sending them clear across the country to play basketball when it's finals week.
And student athlete doesn't exist
anymore. And they're getting paid. Yeah,
so
it's a job now.
And then this should be the first weekend of playoffs, and then there should be no bye in between. And that's just bad for viewers. Because if you go 2 weeks, so NFL's the NFL. That's different. They could take 4 weeks off in between the AFC or the championship games, the Super Bowl. People would still salivate. But last year, I'll admit, I was hot and heavy on the playoffs, and then suddenly we had a week off, and it was like, oh, yeah, there's a national championship game on Monday.
Yeah, the scheduling's bad. This is what happens when you open Pandora's box and you're not ready for it. And you don't have somebody that says, how much are we going to open Pandora's box? Are we going to close it? They don't have an ultimate decision maker. And when you don't have that over an organization, I mean, we've got the Louisiana governor and the Mississippi governor in a Twitter beef right now over Lane Kiffin. Like, we've got governors making decisions on who's hiring. Like, they've jumped the shark. If this was a reality TV series, they've jumped the shark. Brady.
Michigan State just got $400 million donated to them.
Can I have it?
Like, how do you...
Are they hiring?
How do you even... Like, it's supposed to be a $20 million threshold. But now you can just pretend that's part of NIL. So we'll take 20 of your $400 million you just sent us, and that's our threshold. But now we have $380 million that we can use in NIL, which they're not supposed to tell anybody they have that for players. So anyway... I like John Gruden's ideas. I'm not crazy about just I dream of genieing it and wiping away the Tulane North Texas game and the James Madison whatever they are, Temple, Troy.
Yeah, I don't like the picking and choosing part. There's got to be a system in place where if those teams are in their conference championship and they're also in contention for the college football playoff, then one exists over the other to me. Like, those two teams should be at the table, and then what you just crown a regular season champ at that point. Cause like
maybe you just eliminate the championship game if you have two potential teams.
Right, because then you don't have a Virginia-Duke situation here, and like, those two teams don't belong. It should be Miami. Miami should already be in, and that creates more of a disaster.
I don't know if you saw the video of him pitching this idea, but like Brady said, he's got Miami playing Notre Dame to bounce back in there.
The one thing that bothered me there is he's like, "All right, don't give me that crap. They already played each other. Their quarterback wasn't as good. Then why have the game? If it didn't mean anything at the beginning of the season, why are we playing?"
It's just back to the argument you and Michael were having earlier of this week of strength of schedule. I think all of it has to be factored in. I do think when you play a team has to be factored in. Again, you had college insiders in here say even coaches don't know what they've got till like week five. So they're all trying to
figure it out. Each other? If they don't mean anything and you can't use it, then why play each other?
And that's, I don't want to wipe it completely away, but I think that a factor has to be when you did play it. But you've also got a committee made up of a bunch of people from the SEC.
I'll get killed on this, but the best thing that the college football playoff had was that BCS ranking system when it had its formula and put it all together. I'm going to get murdered on this. But if you put all of them into a machine without saying Ohio State and you say Team A and you say Team B and you rank them all and say these are the best 20 teams, these are the best 12 teams, then nobody argues.
ChatGPT agrees.
They do, but they did argue. Like, people were still arguing.
Then that's it. But at least you have something in place, because there's no point in me saying, how is the viewer going to know that North Texas is better than Virginia?
It does take some of the bias out.
It doesn't take the head-to-head account in, though.
It does. In the BCS, it did.
The Mountain West, it didn't literally this year, because they went back to that computer system to decide who's going to the Mountain West Championship game, because they had a four-way tie. New Mexico beat UNLV, and UNLV
is in the Mountain West Championship against Boise State.
They forgot to plug in some numbers then, because that's 100%. If you add that in there, let me ask you, are you in on that?
Head-to-head win or loss over everything, that's my end-all
be-all. I don't see that, though. Like, it does
Isn't
matter
that what
when
it's
you
about?
Play. But, like, Notre Dame-Miami played early in the season. Miami wins. By the end of the season, they're completely different teams.
I think that's what I'm saying. It has to factor in a little bit. And I don't know. We've got enough technology.
They're completely different teams clauses at the end of the season.
But I think it is true.
Then why play each other? Why even have the game?
I'm not saying you don't wipe it all the way out.
Let's just call it a tie, and they just played each other, and there's no winner.
You do have to factor that in a little bit. It's not a finished product. We look at it now like we've been doing it with the Broncos games. Good wins versus bad wins.
Thankfully, the NFL goes based off of your wins.
I know, but just as fans, you look back and say, after Houston figured it out, we're like, okay, that Houston win looks better. Like, that stuff all
comes
into play.
Put it in your computer system. The Raiders beat the Patriots. If the Broncos end up in a tie with the Patriots, they beat the Raiders, the Broncos will get in. But do you think the NFL is going to go, but the Patriots weren't as good when the Raiders beat
them? I think it should be a factor still. Like,
it's put into the system. Like, Miami beat Notre Dame. That's in the computer.
Right, and then take the strength of schedule, take everything else.
They didn't have that strong. But you actually agree with me on this, Michael. Notre Dame did not actually have that overwhelming better schedule than Miami.
That's what we're saying. Like,
they screwed it up anyway.
The computer would say Notre Dame is below them still because
head-to-head, strength of schedule.
All that stuff.
And Notre Dame would eventually figure it out and not be independent with their strength of schedules, and when they have to mix and match all their stuff,
maybe jumping on the train with Derbs and say, let's just go back to this computer model. Although we say that, and then at the high school level here, right, when they went over to the RPI at the high school level, it was exactly that. And some of the best teams in the state were getting left out of things. So there's no perfect analog that you can put in. There's no perfect algorithm that you can build to do it. But by God, there's got to be something better than what we've got
right now.
Certainly could start somewhere.
Yes.
If you are going to allow the North Texases and the Tulanes, the Colorado States to be in the same world, then you just say winning your conference championship means something and you're in the playoffs. And I know the elitists hate that because then you would have seven. Seven champs that people are arguing that shouldn't be in.
Those teams should play each other then.
Then there you go. Well, there you go.
Make it an NIT then. I mean, college basketball.
They play each other to get in.
There's nobody in the Mountain West who covers a 40-point spread against anybody.
There we go, Durst.
I would vote for that rather than that. Than the having, like, if Tulane wins and they get in and they go, like, if they're going to have to go to Oregon, like, that's just a disaster. Like, but at least they would earn a spot. They would beat three or four extra conference champs, and at least those are good teams relative to
college football is going to be year round.
There we go.
Yeah. College football is going to be year round.
What are there?
Pretty much.
There's nine conferences, so you would have five champs that might not work out, but.
You could have the five, and then the best ranked
team. The
best
one is in the playoffs.
Oh, you could go that way, too.
And then those other four, there you go. They play each other. The winners get in.
Yeah. That's still comparing apples to oranges when it comes to playing those big schools, I think. Like, there's not a team. Is there a team in the Mountain West this year that covers a 28.5-point spread against anybody who's in the playoffs?
No, not the Mountain West.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so then you're
could Tulane? Who Florida saw that they were so freaking good, they just hired their head coach away.
I don't know. I don't know. But I know that I feel like there's more Mountain West conferences than there are the one or two Tulane James Madisons that we're talking about.
Also agree there.
So I think there's more.
Then again, call
that's
it what it
that's
is.
Why
and
I like
ship
the,
them out.
I like the playing.
They shouldn't be in the same world. Though.
Create the NIT. You know, have a secondary bracket with those ones. I don't know, but I'm somewhere in the middle too. Like, I don't think I'm an elitist when it comes to this stuff. I want everybody to have a chance to prove that they belong in a play-in game against one of those schools that is right on the bubble.
I'm
would
fine
prove
with
that.
The play-in type of game. I'm just not in love with eliminating the conference championship games. If you're going to do it for one, you should do it for all.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, but there's going to be, like, the Mountain West can be unbothered by this. They don't have anybody even sniffing.
Wouldn't you agree that they would be bothered by it more? Because they need the money.
Well, I know, but they don't have a school performing well enough to be that. Yeah, that's kind of where I like.
Well, no, they need the money to have a conference championship game. SEC does not need any more money. We're good
So, like, if they did this, and what conference is Tulane in?
The American.
Okay, so boom, no conference championship game. But the American's still going to get revenue from that play-in game from the TV viewership deals and the advertising deals, so they're still going to be able to make the money, and then everybody else can continue on with their merry little conference championship game.
We're assuming that a play-in, the play-in revenue would be the same amount as a conference championship.
It's probably more.
Because
you've
given
got
that it doesn't exist, we all seem to know.
Would you rather have Tulane play? Would you rather watch Tulane play in Oregon or Tulane play in North Texas? Like, I think more people are going to watch Tulane, Oregon than Tulane in North Texas.
Yeah, but it's not as simple as.
I wouldn't watch either of those games. One's going to be a blowout, and one I just don't care about.
It's just not as simple as what would you rather watch.
But more eyes on it means more advertising dollars, more revenue shares. If it's going to be on CBS versus, you know, the Hallmark channel, like, more of them are going to watch on Fox.
But if you're
going to
play that game, then you, again, you just call this what it is, and the SEC and the Big Ten just create the NFC and the AFC. If you're saying, what would you rather watch? We're going to eliminate conference championship games.
No, I was talking about the revenue. I mean, there's going to be more eyeballs on Tulane, Oregon,
right,
in a play-in.
Yes.
So that the argument that the conferences would lose money, I don't think is valid, because they're going to make more money off of that game for one team than it would be with their conference championship.
All right, we got to take a break. We didn't even get to the quarterback toilet bowl. 30 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break, Michael. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. You're all wrong in some fashion. Not me, though. Especially not Michael. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good Morning NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Let me say yeah!
Things got a little heated there. It's coming from a guy who said he wasn't interested in all this until John Gruden says something.
I just like to argue with you, Brady. I just like to argue with you, and I just happen to be right about a lot of things.
Aaron says the conference championship game should be the first round of the playoffs, and it should be limited to power conference teams only. The group conference can have their own playoff, and everyone be satisfied. No, they won't be. If they're in the same world, they won't be.
My head hurts. I expanded all of my brain power onto that last segment.
I could talk about this crap all day.
Yeah, I would like two different worlds.
And that's honestly
would too, just in the fact of, do you truly in your heart of hearts think, and I love the Jim Mora hire, but do you really in your heart of hearts think that CSU is ever going to be able to compete with Alabama?
Boise State almost beat Oregon last year.
But not in the playoffs, right? I mean, who was it that beat them in the playoffs the first time? Wasn't it Penn State beat them in the playoffs? There's good teams that come out. There's great teams that come out. But I still just, you just talked about it. I mean, Michigan State's getting $400 million. That's been happening in the SEC.
That's probably where
you
it's headed.
Can't
but if we're going to keep
up
doing this, there's got to be a different way to do it. I don't think in 5 years we're even going to be having this conversation, because it will be the AFC and the NFC of college football. The rest will have a second tier.
And I don't think it diminishes the G5s.
If they drop down really a level does, and they yeah. don't, yeah, it
does. I don't think it does, because you're not.
Are you going to watch those?
You're
games?
Not competing for.
Are you already there?
Are you going to watch Colorado State play James Madison
for the whatever you call
the
it
FBS2 championship?
I mean,
I would honestly. I watched the lower. Well, but I watched like the lower end basketball stuff though. It doesn't deter me from watching the March Madness.
D2 or D1? Because there's still venom that they could go to championship. They could
either
go to March Madness.
Don't care, because I enjoy watching good basketball. That's why these two things separate for me. Like, these teams can play good football, and there is just a whole nother level of good football that they don't get.
Give them something to compete for. Like, right now, when the season starts, like, you know, Jim Moore could be spectacular, and at the end of the day, you get like, hey, we made it to the playoffs.
How many North Dakota games did you watch this year?
I just watched
just
the USC out of the FCS. I didn't watch.
How many North Dakota games did you watch? Derbs, you might be different here, but Mike, how about
not a one.
Derbs?
Yeah, probably a handful.
Okay. So Derbs is different. Derbs, I think you're an anomaly, to be honest.
I consume sports.
I watched one. I consume sports that has Venom. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
But if that's the Venom for your team, right, there's a reason why like the School of Mines has such a good following, because they are, that is their championship. They know they're not going to be compete. So
I don't think nationally it would survive, though.
I don't know.
Because what makes the college football playoff go round is even when our teams are out, we're still in. When UNC was mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, did you, being honest, did you really care about the standings in the Big Sky?
Not a ton,
I don't suppose.
Think
a lot of people do.
There's enough of those schools that have enough of a following, you know, different than you. I mean, UNC's obviously, you know, the very small scale of this. CSU's got a good following. They've got millions of dollars. Like, they're still good programs, but they just, it'd be like there's no salary cap, and Walton Pinner's just, for the Broncos, just paying everybody out. That's what they're competing against. I just don't think they can.
Okay, there are basketball games on every night, Derbs. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me you're going to watch, give me a D2 school. I don't even know. Give me School of Mines. I don't know. Over Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, no. Like, my consumption is always going to be depending on what is going on. But, like, in this argument, like, I will watch Tulane and North Texas because I think both of those teams are fun. It is high flying and it's up tempo, and it'll be a great matchup for that. Watching them go high up tempo against Alabama doesn't interest me, because that high up tempo is going to go to three and outs, and that game's going to be 49-7 before anyone blinks.
But if you're randomly watching football on a random Saturday during the season, you're going to go to 20 different games before you're probably going to watch an FCS game.
Yeah, probably. That's why there's two different scales right now.
And that's what I'm saying. Is that will water down the rest of that product if you have another division that's in the middle of the FCS and the FBS, whatever this becomes.
It gives them something to play. I mean, I don't know.
Can it sustain? Can it survive? Is there enough money? Would that kill the FCS? I mean, that could.
Could.
Yeah. They're all competing for TV dollars. It's the only way to watch them. And if there's just more conferences more leagues, then it's gonna deteriorate.
Is it already not that way, though? Like, I understand the Mountain West gets CBS Sports Network, and they'll have USA Network and things upcoming. Is it not already that? Even though they're on TV, like, they can still be on TV and still gain those dollars. Does anybody, like, do we really need to have that go away? Doesn't that still exist? Whether or not there's a different conference or not?
Yeah.
Again, it's all about advertising, right? So the networks would have to determine if those teams, if this changes in 5 years, and you have the AFC, NFC, and everybody else. If I'm the CW and USA, I'll go carry your real league. I'll go carry your crappiest games as opposed to your best games at the second level.
I don't know if they do that or not.
Because it would depend on
the advertisers.
If Penn State and Oregon are playing on Fox, and you've got CSU playing on there, like, it's just happening by market choice, by people deciding what they're watching. So that is already breaking down. So as long as they're staying on the TV, it's still going to be up to the consumer to prove what's supposed to be out there and what's not.
I could almost see it like turning into baseball for that second level, though, where it's more like a regional sport. Like, it's just, then you have regional broadcasting partners that show the game, and nobody else can see it.
I think you're kind of like on my side on, like, if this knocks down another level, if CSU goes down another level, and they're not able to even sniff the.
I like the idea, like Tanner said, that, you know, it would give CSU something to play for potentially. Maybe you're the whatever they would call it, that national championship game, but
the G5 champion.
But I have like zero interest in the NIT and the CBI or CBS crime scene investigation tournaments that are outside.
I feel like it's almost like they're playing two different sports. But, I mean, like, some of those SEC schools look more like NFL teams than compared to what we see with some of these Group of Five schools. So if you can level out the playing field a little bit more and have more competition, say, you know what, CSU, because CSU's not going to make the college football playoffs, you know, or at least win a playoff game, so you get a participation ribbon, really, for saying, oh, we made the playoffs. Like, I don't see a world in which they go and win the national title. I don't mean to just be picking on CSU. There's plenty of those. I don't think Boise State can do it. I don't think any of those Mountain West teams can do it.
An argument against that is, like, we do see the, whatever, Division III, Division II, FCS, like, those national championships are on TV, and you can watch.
They're on ESPN.
And I turn them on and watch them. Like,
yeah, the playoffs are different, kind of a different beast. I mean, I watched the FCS championship last year, but that's, and maybe even the semifinals, but right. That's about it.
Yeah.
Unless UNC was in it, I'd follow them the whole way.
I guess my question to you guys is, like, what would actually change other than the classification? Because consumer habits are not changing, right? They're still going to do the same thing. But, like, I don't think a whole lot would change other than just putting labels on what it is and giving them something
to
play
for. I think your casual CSU fan would not be as interested to watch. Because I go into games, the stadium was much different than it was to start the season as it was in the season.
I would classify myself as a casual CSU fan.
You're going to watch CSU and Tulane play a random non-conference game when you could watch Alabama and Notre Dame.
Yeah. That's why I watch CSU now, because I'm a casual fan of them. I'm not watching for that level of football. So I would watch that over out of market. But anyhow,
43 minutes.
I'm watching Alabama, Notre Dame.
Yes. That's nationally, that would be 90% of the audience.
But it is now CSU versus Boise State. Like, it's still that way. So nothing's really changing.
I think it goes back to a regional aspect. Like, the only ones that are going to care about the CSU game is this surrounding area.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see people in New York and Florida and all the big SEC land going, boy, I better watch the CSU game.
I think
game.
There's a reason. Like, Boise State, I would guarantee you picked up national audience last year. Guarantee you.
But we're Ashton still
Genty was a Heisman finalist. They got it.
And we're talking about the 1 year out of a zillion.
Tulane might have picked up some national audience, too. We got a break 30 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the sports local sports flash.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Quarterback toilet bowl time, Mr. Benson.
Quarterback toilet bowl. And we've killed the clock at this point, so we're going to make a quick
destroyed the clock.
So, overall on the season, we'll just talk about that real quick. Tanner is now in first.
Let's go, baby.
I am in second. Derbs is in third. And Brady, you've fallen all the way to last.
Nice.
You have the first pick for this week of the quarterback toilet bowl.
I'm going to go Shedeur Sanders here.
Ah, good pick.
Yeah.
Good pick. Derbs, you have the next pick.
I'm going to go Kirk Cousins.
You SOB. I hate you. I'm going to go Caleb Williams versus the Packers. And Mike's going to have to go deep
in his. I'm going to have to grab my sheet and start looking.
Hurry.
We got 20 seconds.
Give me Aaron Rodgers against the Ravens.
Okay.
Got him.
Done.
Bye-bye.
Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're all in this together.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Okay, it's time for the pick. No more college stuff, Mike, the rest of the way. It's just the Broncos. I'm going to be picking for or against them for the rest of the way through. Big shout out to the fellas for coming. It got a little heated for a second, but man, I love the debate of college football playoffs, Mike. Don't ever change. As bad as the NCAA is, it makes for fun conversations. So thank you, Charlie Baker, for not doing anything. I'm just leaving this mess to rot. Broncos Raiders, Michael. Last time it came down to a field goal. The Raiders missed a game tying field goal late in this game. Is it going to come down to that? Is it going to be close? The Broncos play close games. Is this the weekend that the offense figures it out and the defense does what they normally do? Broncos are 7.5-point favorites. No, I think I think we got the makings of a blowout here, Michael. Give me the Broncos to. I'm not going to say easily cover because I'm not putting that in the prediction. I'm just going to say the Broncos cover 7.5. Mike, great job this week, my friend.
It was a great job. We were both awesome.
Yes.
Your puns were good. I'm very proud of you.
I'm proud of you, too. Pass. All right, that'll do it for us. Good night and good luck, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.